Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So let's say the Steelers win, they clinch the division. When, I don't know, one of their final two, they go 12-5 and win a division and then lose in the first round of the playoffs. I don't think there needs to be wild extremes on either side of that as far as reactions, like fire Mike Tomlin. No, that would be ridiculous. You had a good regular season. But you also would have failed yet again at the most important time of the year, and you could say yet again, Mike Tomlin doesn't really win big games anymore. This is a big game, but it's a big regular season game. Right? And if division titles constitute successful seasons, then you must, by definition, look back at 2020, which ended in a horrendous, maybe the worst playoff loss in franchise history to the Browns, as a successful season? And 2017, with the Blake Bortles disaster, as a successful season? I think a much better measurement, and I've been told from inside that building years ago that the one the Steelers used themselves, is one playoff win. You get a playoff win, that means you advanced in the playoffs that year. We'll take it. Probably not considering massive change of any kind. If you're not talking about the head coach, like if you think as an organization you had a successful year, Bob, you're probably not firing people or making big changes. And that's for them winning a playoff game. Sometimes you win one, and it used to be you'd get right to the AFC title game. Now you're like I said, 60 minutes away from an AFC championship game appearance just by winning one playoff game. Those are the biggest games. That's how you measure your seasons. That's how you should be measuring your seasons, unless, as you said, you know, you're the Arizona Cardinals or somebody. But especially for this franchise this year, it feels to me like the entire theme, I think people have said it out loud. Like TJ Watt before the season wasn't talking Super Bowl. He was talking, I want to win a playoff game. I want to know what that feels like. I've never seen a franchise whose season depends more on winning one playoff game, at least, than this one this year.
Well, yes. Again, because of what they've gone through in previous failures when getting opportunities to play at home, especially. It hasn't worked. That 2020 season was more of an aberration. They started 11-0, and they fell apart at the end. So it wasn't surprising that the implosion continued into the playoffs. But having said all that, the expectation still is to be, especially a team like Cleveland,
Did Penn State beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten this year? I forget.
Penn State lost to Ohio State.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember. You know why? Because the playoffs have started, right, and it doesn't matter and nobody cares. Now, that doesn't say for living in the present that we don't care about this week. This is awesome. Big game, great game, fun game. Win it. Win the division. And then 3 weeks from now, like Penn State getting ready for a playoff game here, nobody's going to give a crap. Nobody gave a crap when Blake Bortles put however many they...
45,
but I think only 38 offensively that day. It's about seeding. The regular season is about seeding, okay? Nice to win a division title. Yay! That would be wonderful. But the entire season is about what you do starting in January in the playoffs. How you measure seasons.
But I do think these games, while you're in it at the moment, you could set yourself up for an easier road. That's why this is important to win a division. And that's why when it happens, they should celebrate it. Because it's a body of work for an entire season. That's not to be diminished. I'm not trying to do that. Nobody should. What it also does, if you take care of it sooner than later, is you can control who rests, who doesn't rest, what you need from rest. But if you lose this game and somehow end up as a wild card, you're making your chances of winning a playoff game much more difficult. So I'd never diminish what it's, you know, the current moment. The current moment is go and beat the Ravens.
Yeah, as a way to set yourself
right.
up for the playoffs.
And that's important
not,
as well.
Not as a way to measure your entire season.
Make it easier, at least potentially easier for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, living in the moment, which is what we do as sports fans, there's been many awesome moments lately. Ben's final game against Cleveland, the Kenny Pickett game in Baltimore, the Kenny Pickett game at home against Oakland, the week that Franco passed, remember that? I mean, that was incredibly emotional and a great win that night. But ultimately, how we measure final seasons is sort of like how we measure, like I said, your school year. You might have done very well on that test, Bob, in civics back in November. How'd you do on your finals? What's your final grade?
It's a bad question to ask me.
What's your final grade here?
No, that's exactly what it is. Final exam, here you go. This is your final exam. Get to the playoffs and win a game.
Maybe the real story here is Pony himself, who we love dearly. Why is he suddenly handing out more free passes than Kenny would on a Saturday morning,
Bob?
I don't know that I would look at
that as a free pass. I think he said that, you know, this season should be defined by what you shouldn't forget about what you did during the course of the
season. He's saying this season I won't call it a failure even if they don't win a playoff game.
He said that?
Yes.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but all right. If they don't win a playoff game, they themselves would probably call it a failure, that they didn't do what their goal was, which was to get into the playoffs and win a playoff game. So the team itself would refer to it, I'm sure, that way. But, you know, first things first, get there and see where you are in the seeding process. As you said, seeding is very important.
Let's hear some calls.
Let's first start with Anthony in Oakland.
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Fellas, the owner has stated to win a playoff game. So that's their focus. I'm not playing anybody who's injured for this game Saturday. I'm just not.
Define injured.
Well, I'm not going to play T.J. Watt or Pickens.
Well, T.J. Watt, I think, is going to play.
Well, I wouldn't play him because we saw what happened last year when they had to win the three just to make it. He gets hurt in that last game, and your season fluttered away.
Here's how I would define it, Anthony and Bob, because Bob said define it. It's very difficult. Like, is he 78%, 93%? If you're telling me that T.J. Watt would play in any other game, like a October game against the Jets, I'm playing him.
Right. I'm saying.
If the scenario is he could go, but I'd only play him in a must-win playoff game, he could go, but only there, then I'm not playing him.
I think that applies to George Pickens. I think that more so applies to George Pickens.
Agree with me?
That's the scenario?
But
if you're able to play, you're playing.
See, that's... No.
No, I'm saying, you just said...
No, Jerome Bettis... I'm sorry, Anthony. The game against the Patriots, where his leg was all banged up. And he had to take shots, and went awry.
That's different.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. There's no thought to playing him in a regular season game, but in a playoff game, he would play.
You just said that if he's capable of play, if the decision is made in a regular season game, that he would play. I'm assuming that's what we're using as your template here. If he's able to play because he could have played in October, he should play now.
But he shouldn't play if the only scenario we gut it out here.
If he's too important to do that. But if he's capable of playing and the doctor said there's no risk in this further, he plays.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah.
Nonsense. He's not playing. I know what it looks like to see the Steelers in the playoffs. I don't want to see Derek Tuska and all these other cast of characters. They got reinforcements. Play those guys. This game means nothing. You've made the playoffs. The objective is to win in the playoffs.
But don't you help yourself by winning a division, getting a home playoff game versus not?
Not if you lose T.J. Watt.
But you're playing an if game. You're playing an if game. How do you know you're going to lose T.J. Watt? If he's able to play, he's able to play.
Bob, you keep saying that, but if there's two scenarios. He's able if he's able to play in any other normal game.
That's what I'm using.
And then if you would gut it out.
Okay. If he's able to play in October,
I mean, Jerome Bettis was able to play in that Patriots playoff game, but he only played because it was a playoff game.
That's not what I just described.
I know,
I said
but you wouldn't,
able
you wouldn't,
to play.
You wouldn't risk TJ in a, all right, let's gut it out because we have to win scenario.
No, I'm not doing that because, as Anthony said, they're already in the playoffs. So, no, I'm not pushing it to that degree. What I'm saying is if this is a mild sprain and he's fine to go and he wants to play and the doctors say there's no risk involved further, then he plays. It's a simple thing. They got to win this game.
Yeah, if he would have been cleared for any other game. Then I'd play him in this game.
Don't you think Anthony's more risk in trying to be too cautious with players playing? If you tell him not to, don't do this. We're in the playoffs. No, you win the game. No. You're playing a game. You win.
If
the game.
If you tell me there's no risk, Bob, that he's going to get further injured, then you're not taking a risk. I mean, there is no decision then. The decision comes in if the guy is at risk here and injured.
I just said if he's not, and
which you can still get cleared in a playoff scenario
right.
for that. You know what I mean?
Yes, but Anthony just said the bottom line is to win a playoff game. To me, you put yourself in a position to best win a playoff game. And for them, the best position is playing at home, I think.
Go ahead. The best position is being healthy.
Well, both, obviously.
If you had to choose, which one would you take?
Healthy
or home?
Healthy is very important. If everyone is healthy, but no one's going to be healthy. Ask the Detroit Lions. I mean, this can happen anytime. Ask George Pickens. When did he get hurt? In practice? You could get hurt at any time. Anthony, go ahead before we talk too much.
Fellas, I've seen too many Fitzgerald Toussaints. I've seen too many replacements for Ryan Shazier. I've seen the Derek Tuskas in that crowd. I don't want that anymore. I'm like Mr. Rooney. I want a victory in the playoffs and get as far as we can. So this game is beautiful. Hopefully you'll go in there like the 84 Steelers and beat the Raiders and then go on and beat John Elway. But I'm not taking any chances. I don't want my season to blow up anymore.
I too am erring on the side of caution. And you would think that Mike Tomlin, of all the people on the planet Earth right now, would err on the side of
all
caution.
All right, then what about George Pickens?
This is a dude who had seasons blown up because he didn't have T.J. Watt or Ryan Shazier or Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell. Or Marquise Pouncey in a Super Bowl. Get there healthy. George Pickens, the same scenario, Bob. And it's very simple. My doctors tell me, again, I'll say this.
It's more so with him, though. Hamstrings are different than what T.J. Watt has. Totally different. Hamstrings.
I mean, I don't know what T.J. Watt has. They're saying it's a low ankle?
Yeah, it's like a sprained ankle, or a slight sprain of his ankle. And apparently, we'll see.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, if my doctors tell me, Mike, Omar, and Art, if this game were September 17th against Seattle, he should play. He could play in that game. He could play in this game. Then he's in. If they tell me, man, he could play, but I think there's a slight risk he could get more injured, and I would probably only play him in a must-win scenario. I don't think this is a must-win scenario. It's not, by any definition, a must-win scenario. They can still win the division if they lose this game.
But the chances become less in terms of that. You can't, if you lose this game, you're inviting Baltimore back in. There's no guarantee you're going to beat Kansas
yeah.
City.
Well, that's
and you
true.
May even lose to Cincinnati. But if you win
still
this
control
game,
your fate, and plus Baltimore's got
to
win
but
twice.
Again, to me, winning this gives you the luxury of setting up two more weeks of trying to figure out health, premium health.
Sure.
If you have to play against Kansas, let's say that Watt doesn't play, they lose, and he plays in Kansas City because they have to win, because they want to win that home, and he gets hurt there. I mean, you can make these scenarios every way you want them. My expectation would be I'd try to get this done as soon as possible to get a home playoff game and a three seed. And if these guys are cleared, they're able to, they play. It's a simple scenario to me. What degree? If it's 70, no. 80, no. If there's a even the slightest of risk with a guy like him, I agree with you guys. No. But if he's capable of it
yeah.
and they've been cleared, he plays.
Sure. Yes. If they tell me he'd play in any other game, I'd play him in this game. For sure. I mean, that's obvious. But where we get into the gray area is, again, well, for the 8 millionth time, what if it was only, I would only play this guy if you had to win this game. I'm not playing him. Absolutely not. If it was the game, you know, a rematch with the Ravens in January, then I'm putting there on one leg if they want to play. I'm putting Jerome Bettis out there with shots in his leg, or Ben, who can barely walk on an ankle, things like that, of course. All right, next. One more.
Well, let's go to Rob in the car.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
What's up?
This is tricky, man. I mean, if he's me, I'm speaking on me, man. This is opinion-based. If he's medically clear, when I mean medically clear, I need professionals to tell me that they can play without further injury. Because other than that, I don't want to hear that I'm okay, I'm good, because, you know, they talked away in the plan in the minute. They're competitors. But that's the only way that they will play, because we've seen Steelers are totally different without TJ, man. And as of today, the offense is totally different without Pickens. So,
how about the successful season, Rob? If they win the division and lose in the first round again, is that a good year for you?
No, you got to win a playoff game, man. You got to win a playoff game. I'm sorry, man, because like I said, this is all opinion based. The last couple teams that we had going to the playoffs, I've never felt that they could really win a game and make a little run the way I feel about this team. I'm not saying they're perfect, but we all see what we see out there every Sunday. They look totally different, like they can go. They got a quarterback, you know, to have a punching chance anywhere. Last year, we knew he wasn't going up there with Mason Rudolph and win that game.
I know, and we appreciate the call. Mason Rudolph's going to start this week, Bob. Did you see that?
And so is Michael Penix Jr. over the guy they just paid $180 million to. This is the problem with, and again, going back to the Russell Wilson situation, and Aaron Rodgers, and Kirk Cousins. Look how far the drop-off can be, how quickly the drop-off can come. People want to suggest that Russell can play for another 3-4 years. Okay, but watch as you age. Watch. I mean, that's a risky proposition. Very in, you know, they can actually cut him at the end of this year and they will have spent almost $100 million on 1 year when it comes to dead cap money on Kirk Cousins when they drafted Michael Penix to be their next quarterback.
Jay Caulfield coming up on the Penguins first. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week here on the Pomp and Joe Show. We bring on the general from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, General Patton. Jeff Patton, your chance to win the card or cards of the week comes from going on our website, 937thefan.com. Head on over to our contesting page right around noon today through Friday. Everybody give a guess for the card of the week. Limits.
Oh, I know what it is. It's
you
been
know
today.
Already?
I know, I got it. Are you kidding me? You know what it is.
Paul Skeens?
It is absolutely Spencer Horwitz.
Good one, Bob.
Who do you have, Limits?
I was thinking Ricard Raquel for the game winner last night, but I'm thinking that it might be a little bit past the deadline, so I'm going to go Paul Skeens.
I'm going to go whoever the other guy is the Pirates got. They collect utility men. They ever going to get a guy who plays one position and plays it well instead of a guy who plays eight positions crappy? Who's the other guy they got, Limits, from the Red Sox?
Vasquez or Valdez or
yeah, whoever
somebody.
He is, General, that's who the card of the week is.
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. City Limits nailed it today. We're going with Ricard Raquel. Among the malaise that has been the interest of the Penguins, Raquel's bounced back this year. It's been a really good year for him.
14 goals. He's been on fire.
Yeah, he has been. And I don't know if we're paying close enough attention to that. I have a 2013 Select Ricard Raquel rookie autograph, and it's a graded PSA 9.
Holy bird
milk. I'm also going to throw in... a much looked for card at this time of the year. I got a St. Nick rookie card. I'm throwing in a Santa Claus from 1990
wow.
Pro Set.
How about that? St. Nick, that's awesome. Do you by any chance, do you have a Horwitz card?
Oh, I do. Yeah, we threw one in last week. I'll throw one in on account of you this week. I have a little more higher hopes than you guys do. And I'm going to pose something to you. I'm not sure how successful he's going to be. But this is going to be the first litmus test for Matt Haig, right? They hire a hitting coach who comes out of the same organization. Did they trade for a hitter? Is it possible he sees something in him? And he was blocked by Vladimir Guerrero.
Could be.
I'm not saying he isn't.
Very nice point, General, and we thank you for the card of the week.
Yep. Have a good day. Thank you, guys.
See you, Jeff.
See you, buddy. That's Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Did anyone find the Skeens card, by the way? I didn't even
know. No, that would have been national news.